Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Chelsea Echo and welcome to your voice note review of Newcastle 2, Chelsea 0. A disappointing night on Tyneside for the Blues as they crash out of the Carabao Cup after reaching last year's final. The less said about that final, the better, of course. But we're not dwelling on the past. We're looking forward to the future. And Enzo Maresca's Chelsea have been on a high for the past few days, but it was no doubt that at some point that was going to come crashing down, and that was tonight. A disappointing performance by Chelsea at St James's Park. Pretty null, pretty dull as well. Null, dull, boring, however you put it. It very much was a case of Newcastle were a far better side than Chelsea tonight and got the job done when we didn't. Two shots on target for them and two goals was very much the case. An absolute disaster class from the defenders in Axel De Zassi and Benoit Badiashile, or Dumb and Dumber, as they've been christened on the pod on multiple occasions. But it was not Chelsea's night. So I'm going to hand you over to the boys as they give you their thoughts on the game. But before we head across to Dan, let's hear from Enzo Maresca.
I think for 22, 23 minutes until their goal, we were in control of the game. We didn't concede nothing. Then after the goal, we lost the control for 10 minutes, where we conceded also the second one. And again, the last 10 minutes of the first half, we had two, three clear chances that unfortunately we didn't score. And second half, we were in control of the game. As we always said, the most important thing, we know that is the result, but the performance, I think we lost the game because of 10 minutes after the goal we conceded the first one. And then for the rest, we were quite good.
So there's Enzo's thoughts on the game, thinking Chelsea were pretty much in control of the fixture despite 10 minutes of madness when Newcastle put two goals in the back of the net. And that's football, unfortunately. It's a game of fine margins because all the statistics would say that Chelsea were in control of the fixture. But the game isn't just run on statistics. And if you want stats, you wait until the end, because guess what? Tom is going to come in with all the stats that you need to know from today's fixture. But before we head across to Tom, let's head to Dan, because he wants to talk a little bit about reality checks.
So a pretty negative evening. I think the biggest takeaway is a reality check, really. I think maybe for Enzo Maresca, and also a return to some of the bad habits we saw during pre-season. I think we saw that during the opening goal, where it was a mix-up, Badiashile playing Renato Vega into massive trouble. It's the sort of silliness and dumb style of football that I feared would be more present than it actually has been so far. So it was a frustrating thing to see that return. And I think just generally, like, the lack of execution in attack, the calamitous way we conceded the second with a De Zassi own goal, and the ease to which Newcastle were able to get a firm grip on a game that, to be honest, Chelsea could have got back into with better finishing, is really frustrating. So I just ponder Maresca thinking about the B team when they come up against better opposition, whether he will think more clearly and maybe more harshly in not making as much rotation. I mean, we'll see how it goes, but I think that was the biggest takeaway. And I think other than Mikhailo Mudryk, who I actually think individually had a decent performance, I don't think anyone else merits getting in anywhere close to the Premier League starting 11 on Sunday.
Big statement there from Dan in regards to the second team and how they've reacted to this game in the Carabao Cup. Let us know all your thoughts about what Dan has said there during his voice note review. Do you think he was too harsh, or do you think he's hit the nail on the head? Do the players need to step up a little bit more, as maybe did Enzo in today's game? But speaking of today's game, before we crack on, make sure you give us a five-star review, because the game is the game here on the Chelsea Echo. We're giving you a brand new style of content where you get your voice note review in 5 minutes and you get everything, including my sexy dulcet tones, through a microphone, Dan doing a voice note review, and now, more importantly, Tom with the stats.
The Chelsea Echo presents Stat Shaggers.
Well, certainly not to be for us today. Disappointing day, or evening, I suppose. That's that. But I think from the stats perspective, from my perspective, the only reason you listen to me, of course, I think it really showed a difference in between the first team, the Premier League team, first team, whatever you want to call it, and the cup team, second team, because Chelsea had enough chances today to really win that game. 17 shots Chelsea had in the end. 4 on target. That was it. And I think it really showed the lack of a clinical edge when you take out people like Cole Palmer and Nicholas Jackson, who obviously are starting to be the clinical players for this team. Obviously, Palmer's been there for a while, but Jackson's now starting to look more and more like that. And I think the other key stat there in the terms of the shots, I think is, oh, it's a phrase I don't like using, but maybe Newcastle wanted it a bit more out there today. And I think that's shown by the fact that there were 9 blocked shots. Chelsea had 9 shots that were blocked by Newcastle players. And I think that is an interesting stat that kind of highlights how much they were willing to kind of dive around and get in front of everything. And if you look at the state of, well, both of our goals, but particularly, I think, the second goal, it's just calamitous. Those are the stats from a poor night at St James's Park.
So that's everything you need to know from Chelsea's defeat to Newcastle at St James's Park tonight, out of the Carabao Cup. But looking forward to Manchester United at Old Trafford at the weekend, and we'll be covering that game for you here on the Chelsea Echo. So if you're new around here, make sure you give us a cheeky 5-star review. If you haven't done that already, make sure you do that as well. Really helps the pod, really helps the lads. And as you can tell, a lot more love going into these shows now. I'm trying to make it even more sexy for you. Less babe stationy, as we christened it last week, because it's not just my voice coming through on WhatsApp. So if you have enjoyed this, please make sure you give us a 5-star review. Make sure you follow the Chelsea Echo and get involved with Final Score, with the score on the final whistle of the Manchester United game. And we'll see you later. Ta-da!